Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. In each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Case Studies Side Hustles That Started on a Shoestring. Now let's dive in. Here's a startling statistic that stopped me in my tracks. 90% of side hustles fail, not because of bad execution, but because entrepreneurs skip the cheapest, most critical step, proving people will actually pay for their idea before they build it. We get so excited about our vision that we forget to ask the fundamental question, will customers open their wallets? Let me share the pre-build validation rule that changed everything for me. Before writing a single line of code, buying inventory, or creating content, sell the promise first. Use landing pages, pre-orders, or service deposits to collect real money from real customers. If you can't get 10 people to pay $5 to $50 up front, you don't have a viable business. It's that simple and that brutal. Here's what research reveals about building your audience. You need only 100 true fans willing to pay premium prices versus 10,000 casual followers. Target specific pain points in micro niches rather than broad markets. Every successful shoestring side hustle I've studied dominated tiny segments first before expanding. The 48-hour market test will save you months of wasted effort. Post your idea on three platforms where your target customers hang out. Ask for pre-orders, not feedback or opinions. Opinions are free and worthless. Money is honest feedback. If zero money comes in within 48 hours, pivot immediately rather than pushing forward with false hope. Let me tell you about Sarah, a graphic designer who wanted to start a logo design side hustle. Instead of building a portfolio website first, she posted in five small business Facebook groups offering logo packages for $150 with a $50 deposit. Within 24 hours, she had four deposits and a waiting list of 12 more businesses. She used those deposits to fund her design software and delivered logos using basic tools. 6 months later, this validated approach became her full-time $80,000 business. This week, test your side hustle idea with the $50 validation challenge. Create a simple one-page description of your service or product. Post it in three places where your ideal customers gather online. Ask for deposits, pre-orders, or commitment payments between $5 and $50. Set a 48-hour deadline for yourself. If you get zero financial commitments, either pivot your approach or choose a different idea entirely. Remember, the goal isn't to be right about your first idea, it's to be right about your first paying customer. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.